WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that jazz fans can be divided into two groups. The ones who think trumpeter Wynton Marsalis is the greatest thing to happen to jazz in 30 years, and the ones who don't. Kevin says he's not that impressed, not most of the time anyway.
Those of us who aren't crazy about Wynton Marsalis are often exasperated by his excessive deference to the past. Jazz is like a shark. It has to keep moving in order to survive. But Marsalis's highly polished stuff doesn't take the music anywhere new. His latest album, the soundtrack to the movie Tune In Tomorrow, is, as usual, meticulously crafted and backward-looking, but it's different from his other records, and I like it a lot. If you know Duke Ellington's music, this is going to sound really familiar. This is the best counterfeit Ellington I've ever heard. It's so accurate it made me laugh out loud the first time I put it on. It works because Marsalis knows a convincing forgery depends on attention to detail. As everyone always points out, Ellington wrote for the specific players in his band, so Marsalis has written character parts for his own musicians. Clarinetist Alvin Batiste impersonates Jimmy Hamilton. Herman Riley does drummer Sam Woodyard's rim shots. And Marsalis recreates Cootie Williams' wah-wah trumpet. It's a shtick, but it's not easy to pull off. Tune In Tomorrow deals with radio actors in the 1950s, so this soundtrack makes conceptual sense. The musicians act out their roles in a carefully recreated period setting. It also makes sense because the film is set in New Orleans. Ellington's reliance on distinct lead voices echoes New Orleans jazz in the first place. There are other reasons why this music makes sense. A lot of jazz musicians who came up after Marsalis are long on technique but short on originality, so projects like this are perfect for their skills. And if young musicians have to dwell in the past, Marsalis is smart to point them towards Ellington. Duke was so far ahead of his time, with his advanced sense of form, his imaginative voicings, and rich dissonant harmony. There's nothing archaic about his music. Listening to his amazing trumpet section has made Marsalis a more expressive player, too. And even when Wynton doesn't attempt to write just like Ellington, the master's ideas seep in anyway. As a composer, Marsalis uses Duke's example the way he once used Miles Davis's style as a trumpet player, as a springboard to finding his own voice. Like most soundtrack albums, the one for Tune In Tomorrow contains some odds and ends that don't fit with the central concept. There are vocals by jazz singer Shirley Horn and soul singer Johnny Adams, and a little straight New Orleans jazz. That music is good too, but the Ellingtonian stuff really makes the album exceptional. By a few standards, it's the best music Marsalis has recorded yet.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Wynton Marsalis' soundtrack from Tune In Tomorrow. From it, here's a song with Johnny Adams.
But my sweet thing said to me, you ain't no man and you'll never be. Let me tell you something that's true. Do this to me and it's the fact you choose. It might be back to fiction, but it's my point of view.
This is Fresh Air.